Exercise 4, page 87. Recording 1.
Thank you. You can just leave the bags over there in the corner.
Very good, sir. Is there anything else you need before I go?
Well, I'd really like a bite to eat. Can you tell me what time the dining room closes?
It closed 5 minutes ago, I'm afraid, sir. But I'll have a word with them in the kitchen and see if they can make some sandwiches.
I think I'd rather go out and eat something hot. Do you know if there's a decent Indian restaurant near here?
Well, there's the Taj Mahal in Prince Street. I've heard it's pretty good.
Excellent. I'll give it a try. Oh, I see they've forgotten to leave any clean towels.
I'll let them know at reception straight away and have them bring some up.
Thank you so much. Here's something for your trouble.
That's very kind of you, sir.
Recording 2.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard Golden Jet Flight 306 to London. We are currently cruising at around 33,000 feet at an airspeed of 400 miles per hour. Weather conditions are good, so we should be landing in London approximately 20 minutes ahead of schedule. The UK weather is clear and sunny, with a high of 22 degrees for this afternoon. The cabin crew will be coming round in about 15 minutes to bring you lunch, and shortly after that, you can see our in-flight film. I'll be talking to you again before we land in London. Meanwhile, please sit back and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Recording 3.
With us today is travel writer Winona Banks. Winona, we tend to think of travel and tourism as a fairly recent phenomenon. Is that actually the case?
No. People have been documenting their travel since ancient times. The Greek writer Homer, for example, wrote about sites that we can still recognize today from his description. He either visited them himself or got the information from somebody who did.
So ancient writers didn't always visit the places they were describing?
We can't be sure. What we do know is that travelers then were from the wealthy classes. No one else could afford the luxury.
I imagine that was the case until quite recently. Pausanias was also an ancient Greek travel writer, wasn't he?
Yes, probably the most important one. He wrote a guidebook on Greece in 10 volumes in the early 2nd century. Judging from the wonderful descriptions of ancient sites, it would seem he actually did visit all the places himself. He also provides a fascinating glimpse into the daily life, ceremonial rites, and superstitions of the inhabitants.
Right, now, moving on to Roman times.